that I don't understand what it means. I think there might be some words missing or something, so somebody needs to look at that. That's the third bullet on page 7-3 of the housing element. I would like to compliment the group who developed this for the statements about manufactured housing and how this is an important component of affordable housing in this county, or it should be. There's an excellent write-up, and the county has made a wonderful move by reducing the amount of acres required for manufactured housing from 5 acres to 3/4 of 1 acre. Nevertheless, 3/4 of an acre are pretty expensive in this county, even with the way things are today in the real estate market. And also, I'm sure that all of you read the newspaper and you're very aware of what's happening with the manufactured housing communities in the county where land rents are going up considerably. And I won't get into a debate over whether that's appropriate or not. I would just simply say it's a fact of life. And many, many families, or especially the elderly who are on fixed income, are being forced to abandon their homes because they simply can't afford the increased land rent. So it seems to me that the goal, which is mentioned in the plan of supporting manufactured housing, is critical, and that a little bit more needs to be done on that. There's nothing specifically mentioned about how the county will focus on that need and that appropriate solution to the affordable housing program. And I think that that needs to be strengthened by putting some teeth into it and, you know, what will you do to help that situation? There was one other thing I wanted to point out on page 7.5 under housing conditions. It indicates that there's 2,926 substandard homeowner units in Sussex County. It fails to mention that there's an additional approximately 1,300 substandard rental units. There's a total of over 4,000 substandard housing units in the county, and it's just understated by only mentioning the homeowner units. It should also mention the rental units. And I'm impressed with what the county is doing to address the substandard housing, but if you look at all the numbers, what's happening is that there's, of the 4,000 that exist, there's 750 that have been fixed in the last 5 years. There are 750 waiting right now on the list, the waiting list, to be taken care of. So I presume it'll take another almost 5 years to deal with them. And meanwhile, the number keeps adding. So we're basically at a standstill on dealing with that problem and not making very much progress in spite of the good work that's being done to do the ones that are being taken care of. The moderately priced housing unit program is excellent. This is a model in the nation, and I think we can be very proud of this program, and I think the county is, staff is doing everything they can to make this program work, so it's a terrific program, and I applaud the county for that, but I just need to point out that it addresses the needs of those people who have an income of 80% or more of the median income in the county, and as I pointed out earlier, the greatest need is for people at 50% or 30% or less of the median income. I would also like to compliment the county on its work with the nonprofit community. That's excellent. And I'm involved with a couple of those groups, and we deeply appreciate the work that the county is doing. However, there's a very limited number of nonprofit groups in this county that are dealing with housing. And that can really, the amount of the problem that can be solved by the few nonprofits in the county is very limited. And we're doing our best with the county's help, but that does have its limits. And that's my comments. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Okay. Yes.
Sure. Mrs. Granke.
Good evening, I'm Mabel Granke. I live in Rehoboth Beach, but I'm concerned about this whole county. And I would like to speak to you tonight also as a member of the Citizens Coalition, and I have a very